Bezras Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Sweeb, and Rav Yosef. Today's daf is the Dharm Daf Samach Vav. We left off at the Mishnah on Samach Vav Amid Aleph, and I hope, Bezras Hashem, that we will finish the ninth parak of Nedarim today. I'm sitting here with my brother. We're learning together here in my brother's house in Boca Raton, Florida. We're recording the daf. We're here for Shabbos, very exciting. Shabbos coming up. I really want to thank everybody for joining us this morning. Good morning, Mordechai. Good morning, David Yoshua. Good morning, Jeremy, Yisrael, Moshe, Avi, Tzvika. Really a pleasure to have everybody together with us. So let's begin the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Poschin b'yamim tovim uv'shabbosos. So we've been learning the last couple of Mishnayos. What's considered to be a legit reason that a person can roll back his nether, that Bezdin would agree to say, had I only known this, I never would have made a nether. So the Gemara says that it seems from the Mishnah, I'm going to be speaking about this at a Shir Shabbos morning, but it seems from the Mishnah, daf yomi coincidence, but only for me, not for anybody else, that there's a mitzvah to eat meat on Shabbos and Yontif. So if a person made a nether that he's not going to eat meat for a year, let's say, and we tell him, had he known that not eating meats, that's what some of the Rishonim say, don't bring a raya from here that you can eat meat on Shabbos Yontif. It just means that if you don't eat meat on Shabbos Yontif, you're going to be mitzar. So had I known that you're going to be mitzar yourself on Shabbos and Yontif, even though you're not allowed to be mitzar yourself, there's a din of oneg Shabbos, you have to enjoy Shabbos and Yontif. So had you known that you're going to be in such pain not being able to eat meat on Shabbos and Yontif, you'd be violating the din of oneg Shabbos. So that's a legit Pesach. Now, the question is, what do you mean? I mean, the guy didn't know that there was Shabbos and Yontif. No, but he didn't realize how much it was going to be Mitzar himself. So Barishona, originally, before Rabbi Akiva came around, Hayu Omrim, Osan Hayyamim, Mutarim, Ushar Kol Hayyamim, Asurin. So, I made a nether not to eat meat for a year, and we say to him, had you known that Shabbos and Yontif was going to be so painful for you? Good morning, Chanachanach. Good to see you. Good morning, Reb Zalman from West Orange. So had I known that that those days would have been so painful, so the Chachamim that came before Rabbi Akiva said, so only those days, Shabbos and Yontif, only those days now become permissible because those days are no longer part of the neder, but Ushar Kol Yom Asurim. But all other days, there's no reason to take off the nether from the other days. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva v'limeid until, and we've had this quoted earlier in the Masechta, Rabbi Akiva's shita is, Sha nether shehuter michlalo, huter kulo. Until Rabbi Akiva came and taught that once you remove some days from the nether, so then the nether actually falls off from all the days. So there is a discussion. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. First of all, this is the Ran earlier on Daf Chav Zayin. The Ran quotes the name of the Ramban, that when do we apply this rule of Neder Shehuter Miktsa Shehuter Kulo? That's only if it was Bezdin being Mater the Neder based on a Pesach. However, Charata, we saw there's two ways to get rid of a Neder. One is Pesach, where Bezdin gets rid of it. One is Charata, where you say to yourself, I just regret, I had I known that this was going to happen. So charata, it doesn't apply. Only a nether that was huter bebezdin will we say such a thing. However, Tosus quoted earlier in the Rosh, say no, there's no difference between Pesach and charata. Even if a person is just regretting the nether himself, also we say nether shehuter miktsaso huter kulo. The Rosh holds that way as well, and the Rambam. So there's a question how we paskin. Now, what's the reason why we say neder shehuta miktsas shehuta kulo? So, some of the Rishonim quote a pasuk. The pasuk, it's quoted in the Yerushalmi as well. The Yerushalmi says, "Kichol hayotzi mipiv yaseh." Kichol hayotzi mipiv yaseh. So, a neder is only chal where all of it is still in force. The second sub, kichol hayotzi mipiv yaseh. The second that some of it's not in force, so then the entire thing falls off. It's based on a pasuk. However, the Rush Now, the Rashba and the Ran quote this reason in the name Yerushalmi, but the Rash says, no, it's a svara. You don't need a pasuk. It's a svara. Because when a person originally made his neder, he only made his neder including the entire year. The second that part of the year is no longer included, so that's not the neder that he made. Since that's not the neder that he made, so Mela, the whole neder falls off. Okay, let's continue. So, and let's give some examples, the Mishnah says, of neder shud miktsatsu utakul, ketzad. How is this din of Rabbi Akiva? In what situation would the din of Rabbi Akiva be enforced? In other words, where is the original place that this din was said? Amar konam sheni nena l'kul chem. Guy walks over to a group of five people. He doesn't see clearly, carefully who's in the group. He says, I swear not to bet from all of you. Then he realizes his brother, his father's in one of the people. He didn't mean to exclude his brother. Konam sheni nena l'kul chem. Huter echem hem huter kulon. So once one of them is mutter, so then, let's say you didn't realize one of them was your brother or your father. You never intended that. So then, huta kulam. However, if you say, she'eni nene, lezeh ulezeh, let's say you go to the five people, not looking carefully who they were. You say, I'm not going to get it from you, nor from you, nor from you. I'm not going to get anything from you, 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 she'eni nene, lezeh ulezeh. He sees far away from him, like 10 people standing. I'm you, and you, and you, but he doesn't see clearly who it is. So then, huter harishon, hutra kulon. If it turns out that the first one that he made a neder on is his father or his brother, so then all of them are going to be mutter. Why? So the Rishonim say, no. The reason is because the way he said the neder was, to the first one he said, I swear never to gain benefit from you. And then he went to the second one and said, and you are like you. You know, number two is like number one. And number three is like number two. So if he did it in that way, if you just did lezeh, lezeh, like the simple way it says, then this then wouldn't apply, that once the first one's gone, all of them are gone. No. So, she'inen lezeh, lezeh, so then, hutar harishon, hutar kulam, hutar ha'achron, if it was the last one who was his father or his brother, so then, ha'achron, mutar v'kulon asurin, so just the last one is asur. So, again, there, where you said kolchem, that would be an example of neder shehutar miktsasur, hutar kulam. Shani nene lozeh carbon ulozeh carbon. However, if you say shani nene lozeh carbon, that anything that I benefit from you should be like a carbon ulozeh carbon, that you said the word carbon in between each one, then srichin pesach lechalechad beechad. Since you said the word lozeh carbon ulozeh carbon, so then each one is considered to be a separate nether. In other words, and if you just said the case that the Mishnah doesn't really say, which is if you didn't say the word carbon, you just said lezeh, ulezeh, 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 but you didn't say two is like one, three is like two, four is like three. So then also we would say all of them, once one of them is gone, all of them would be mutter. As long as you don't say the word carbon. The Gemara is going to discuss the difference between saying the word carbon and not saying the word carbon. Konim yayin shani towing. This is another case of now neder shehuter miktsaso hutar kulo. And we'll see why in the world do we need this case. I mean, you just had the case by carbon. So what do you need this? Konim yayin shani towing. If a person swears that I'm never going to drink wine, or for this year I'm not going to drink wine, Shayayin rala mayayin. Why is he saying that? Because wine is bad for you. Amrulo v'alo hamiyushin yafala mayayin. They said to him, "Listen, buddy, you may have missed this class in medical school, but actually, old wine is actually good for your intestines, for your and it's only new wine that's bad, but old wine is good for you. So huta b'miyushin. So the halacha is, since he obviously made a mistake about the old wine." So he's mutter in the old wine. V'lo b'mishim v'lad huter, ela b'chol hayayin. And once the neder is lifted from old wine, so it's lifted from all wine, like Rabbi Akiva. Koni batzal shani tom. Guy says, I swear I'm not going to eat any onions. Sha'a batzal ra'la lev. Onions are bad for your heartburn. Amrlo, halo ha'kufri, but onion that comes from this place called, or the kufri some say means from the suburbs, kfarim. From the Kfarim, that's what the Rosh says. Some say no, it just means it's the name of a place. Yafa Lalev, that's really good for the heart. So Hut Bukufri. So you become mutter in the kufri because you made a mistake about the kufri. You end up becoming mutter in all the onions. My sahayuti Rameir b'chala b'tzalom. A story like that happened. Rameir was mad b'chala b'tzalom. Why does the mission need to bring this case in addition to the lezeh lezeh? So it's to teach us not only in a case where you made a neder and you were matar the shelas chacham, because the chacham is going to be matarit. However, even if part of the neder was a mistake, that the neder was never chal in the first place on that little bit. You see, in the first case, the neder was originally chal. And the neder was originally chal on everybody. But then you go to a chacham and the chacham said, had I known that my father was there, I never would have made the neder. That's not the same thing as when you simply made a mistake. You might have thought that in a case of a mistake, it's actually, you wouldn't say it applies to everything else because that original part was never really in the neder in the first place. It was a mistake. So therefore, Kamash Malan, the Mishnah has to teach you, no, even in the case of a mistake, we say neder shudu miktsasa huter kulo. And this explanation was given by the Tiferes Yisrael in his commentary on the Mishnah. Good morning, Rav Dov Ben Yamin Ben, Shneir Zalman Don HaKohen. Great to see you. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Huter ha'achron, ha'achron mutter v'kulon asurin. Right? Now, so v'kulay. So here's a just general life hack, Gemara learning life hack. Wherever the Gemara says v'kulay, it's interesting. We don't have, in our text, you don't have v'kulay, right? I have v'kulay in my text, but you don't have it. You have the whole thing. So usually, and it's interesting, there's a different girsa here. The Rishash adds the word v'chule. Yeah. You don't have, in the simple text, I don't know if you have it in your text. In my text, I don't have the word v'chule, but in the explanation it says the Rishash adds the words v'chule. That was the life hack I was going to give you, which is probably not a good place to give you this life hack because you don't have it, even have it in your text. But the hack is whenever you have a quote in the Gemara from a Mishnah, it says v'chule, the Gemara is going to be commenting not on the part that it chose. It's going to be commenting on an extended, on a part that's later. That's why they add in v'chule. So that's why the Rashash over here adds in v'chule, because the diak is from the next line. It's not really from this line. The Gemara quoted the wrong line here. So, and then it said, lezeh karban, lezeh karban, lezeh karban, lezeh karban. It sounds like it's only where you said the word karban that it's viewed as five individual nadarim, but if you just said lezeh, or lezeh, or lezeh, or lezeh without the word karban, that's considered to be one nether. And you would say, huta miktsasa, huta kulo. Says Gemara, man tana. Who's the author of this? Amar Rava, Rabbi Shimon, he. The author of this is Rabbi Shimon. The Amar, because Rabbi Shimon said in Perek Shvuas, Hapikadon, in Shvuas Daf, in Shvuas, the fourth Perek of, it's not the fourth Perek. I don't know which Perek it is. It's on Daf Lam and Vavim and Bez and Shvuas. I forgot which one it is. Let's say you have five people who are claiming that somebody stole from them an object. And the guy says, I swear I didn't steal it from you. I swear I didn't steal it from you. I swear I didn't steal it from you. To five people. And these five guys, it ended up that the thing belonged to all five of them, and he actually was lying, and he stole from them. So, or there was five different things. He stole from each of them. Doesn't make a difference. He stole from each of them. He stole one thing from this guy, one thing from that guy. So he was lying. So there's something called an Ushim Gzelos. An Ushim Gzelos means if you swear falsely that you didn't steal from somebody when in reality you did, you have to bring a carbon Ushim. So the question is, how did he say it exactly? So it depends. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if you say lo lecha, it says machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So that's what we're going to be quoting here. So Rabbi Shimon's the one who says. So Amar Rava, Rabbi Shimon, the Amar ad shi yomashvu l'kol echad v'echad. So Rabbi Shimon says you're only chayav a separate carbon for each one if you say the word shvua in between. You have to say, I swear shvua that I didn't steal from you, shvua that I didn't steal from you, shvua that I didn't steal from you. But Rabbi Yehuda interestingly disagrees. He says, no, it depends. Do you say lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, or you say lo lecha, vilo lecha, vilo lecha, vilo lecha, vilo lecha. That's the distinction. That if you just say, if you say the vav is enough to be mechayev you on each one. But if you just say lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, that's what we consider one shvu, you only mechayev one carbon. But if you add in the vav, then it's separate. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, adding in the vav doesn't accomplish anything. You got to say the word shvua. So says the Gemara, our Mishnah seems to be going in accordance with Rabbi Shimon. Just like in our Mishnah, you need carbon to you, carbon to you, carbon to you, carbon to you. So too, it's going like that opinion. Let's continue. Konim yaim shani toim. So what did it say? The guy made a mistake. Heath v'chulei. So and they said back to him, what do you mean? But old wine is good. So you're mutter and everything. So ask the Gemara. V'tebekle de'ein ra. Why did the Mishnah have to say that we told him that wine is good for you? It would have been enough to say that wine is not bad for you. Why does someone says that? I'm Rabbi Abba. You're right. V'od yafakatani. What the Mishnah means to say is that you thought it was bad for you. All you have to really hear is that it wasn't bad for you. But the Mishnah is saying, by the way, not only is it not bad for you, it's also good for you. But it's lav dafka. Enechanami, the nether would have been broken even had you just said it wasn't bad. Koni batzal shani toim shabatzal chulu, but typically the ain ra. Rabbi Abba v'od yafakatani. Same thing by the onions. Next Mishnah. Poskin la'adam b'chavad atzmo b'chavad banov. Wow. So we said before you could be poseach in a neder for kvod shamayim, right? If you're the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had you, or the honor of your parents, right? We had in the past one, had your parents known you'd be such an oisvarf that you make nedarim all the time, so you could be poseach. So in hand, the commission goes even further. Poskin la'adam b'chavad atzmo b'chavad banov. What's talking about over here? This is talking about a case where a man made a nether against his wife. He got angry with his wife, and he made a nether, and he had to divorce his wife. And after he divorced his wife, people started talking about him. Oh, this guy's wife, she must have done something terrible to him. So it was embarrassing to him that he was married to her and he was divorced, or that his kids now, oh, your mother, what she must have done. So b'chavad atz chavad aviv, b'chavad banav. Omerlo, ilo yisyadeh shalom machar, after you divorce your wife, people are going to be embarrassing you. Omer malecha kach, he vesto shal ploni shemagarishes nashav. Look at this guy, such a bad guy. He divorces his wife. He didn't treat her properly. Valbonosecha, yomer banal skrusha, saying, and your kids are going to have a bad reputation now that the kids from a divorce. Ma rasa iman shal elulis garish, right? Oh, these girls, they must have been brought up by a terrible woman. Why'd she get divorced? She must have been a terrible person. The whole world starts to talk. You see, it's not a new phenomenon. When all of a sudden there's bad things in a marriage, the whole world has to talk about them. This is a very old phenomenon. Well, Omar, ilo ha'yisi yodeh, shekein lo ha'yisi noder ha'rezeh mutter. Had I known that I would have caused so many problems to myself and to my kids, I never would have made a nether against my wife. I never would have divorced her. So then the nether is released. Says the Mishnah, Konim shani nosi es plonis kuuravare hina. We saw this quoted earlier. Guy swears, I'm never gonna. He's dating a certain girl. I'm never gonna marry this girl. She's ugly. It turns out, or not. I guess not. He was dating her. He didn't. He never saw her. But he said, somebody wanted to be mishadach to this girl. He says, nah, I know that girl. I'm not going out with her. She's ugly. And then he meets her in person. Oh my gosh, the picture wasn't a good picture. She's actually really beautiful. Shchora vare levana. He thought she was dark and really. It was bad lighting in the picture, but she's really very fair complexion. Tzara v'ari aruka. He thought she was too short. Turns out she was tall. Mutarba. That's a mistake. It's a mistake in nether. Lo mipnei shehi ku'ur. No, so hold on. So, lo mipnei shehi ku'ur v'nasesna. It's not because she was ugly and then she became beautiful. Shchora v'nases levana. She was dark and she became fair. Tzara v'nas aruka. She was short, then she grew. Ella, shall nether toss? No, at the time you made the nether, you actually didn't get the facts right. At the time you made the nether, you messed up. The picture was a bad picture, whatever it was the wrong picture, whatever. Well, it was a mistake. Well, my said, but now a story happens. So this is interesting. So the Gemara is talking about a case where already at the time of the nether, it was not correct. But the Gemara is going to bring a story where it changed later. So the Gemara is going to ask that question. So the Mishnah says,
Umaisa, a story happened. A guy, so there's a mitzvah to marry your niece. People don't know this. People think it's us to marry your niece. No, it's us to marry your nephew. A woman is not allowed to marry her nephew, but a man is actually a mitzvah to marry his niece. You're allowed to marry your niece. Halacha l'maisa, you're allowed to marry your niece. So it's not so practiced nowadays, I don't think. But anyway, so a guy said, well, they were trying to get him to marry his niece. He says, no, I don't want to marry my niece. And they kept pushing. He said, I made a nether never to get benefit from my niece. They brought the girl into the house of Rabbi Shmuel, and he made her beautiful. We'll see, the Gemara has a little bit of a funny way that they made her beautiful. But anyway, he made her beautiful after the nether. After. Amar lo, Rabbi Shmuel, bini, mizuna darta. So Rabbi Shmuel brought the girl to the uncle and said, is this the niece that you swore never to marry? Amar lo, love. I didn't know she was so beautiful. V'yitir Rabbi Shmuel. Bosesha bacha Rabbi Shmuel. He cried over the daughters of Israel. V'amar benos Yisrael. Noah is saying, all the daughters of Israel are really beautiful. El shahanius min avlasan. It's poverty that makes them look not beautiful. But if you just make them beautiful, they'll actually be beautiful. Shemes Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was the champion of the Jewish women. Ukshemes Rabbi Shmuel. Benos Yisrael. Nosus kin of Omros. When Rabbi Shmuel died, the daughters of Israel were crying and lamenting him and saying, "Benos Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel b'chena, cry for Rabbi Shmuel b'chenu Omer b'shol, Benos Yisrael al shol b'chena." Because Shol used to also hamal bisham shani im adonim. He used to dress them up. He would give them nice clothing, and therefore they would all look beautiful. Says Gemara, Maisa listar. The Maisa is not proving the case. The Maisa is a case of where she became beautiful afterwards, but the story was where she was not. She was beautiful all along, an original. So what kind of riot? Says the Gemara, the old answer. There's words missing in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, he disagrees. Afilu ka'ura v'naseis na. Not only in a case of where she was already ugly, she was really beautiful at the time of the nether, but even if she became beautiful afterwards. So the Rishonim talk about, so what does he disagree? It's either he holds poschim benolad, either he holds, right, we talked about the whole thing, whether or not it may have a Pesach, whether it's something that's new. It's either he holds poschim benolad, or he holds this is not really called Nola, because he considers this is a case of she was really beautiful all along. This is so easy to fix that it was something that was considered to be all along. I feel kur v'nasis na, shchor v'nasis levana, katzar v'nasis haruka. These are all things that could very easily logically happen. So, and the Maisa, the story is to prove his situation, that even this, even where it wasn't all along, etc. Ask the Gemara, Tana, what was the big kunst that Rabbi Shmuel did? Tana, Shein Toteves Haisala. She had buck teeth. Like somebody else I knew when they were a young child, but she had buck teeth. She had buck teeth. No, you don't have buck teeth. She had buck teeth. She had like one, some of her teeth were like, were longer than others. And then Asala Rabbi Shmuel Shane Shalzav Mishalo. So he changed the buck teeth. He made them gold. Golden teeth. He substituted. He was, I don't know, he had connections with a dentist or something. So he substituted her ugly looking teeth for nicer teeth. So then she became beautiful again. It's a little bit funny that was the issue, that she was not beautiful. But anyway, I guess in those times that was considered to be a very attractive or unattractive part of life. Kishachir Rabbi Shmuel, when he died, Pasachalu Saftana Hachi, they said a hesed about him like this. Benos Yisrael Rabbi Shmuel Bechena Hamal Bishan V'chulei Bigdeshani Imadonim Amala Adei Zav Alavushchem. So Rabbi Shmuel was the champion of the Jewish women. He wanted to make sure all of them were beautiful. Now for the final part of the perek, unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara is going to talk about various rabbis who were willing to be mevaza themselves. They're willing to not be makban on their kavod and to be mevaza themselves, to embarrass themselves for the sake of peace between husband and wife. Wow. And they were mezalzel on the kavod haTorah for the sake of husband and wife to be together. The Meiri writes that we're going to see in the Gemara a machlokas about this. That some people say it's a good thing that the rabbis did, that they embarrassed themselves for the sake of the Torah. And other people say, no, it's a bad thing to do that. We'll see some opinions say you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be mevaza yourself for the sake. We'll see why. And the Meiri writes that whichever, if a rabbi chooses either one of these perspectives, he's okay. You could choose either one. Now the question is, what in the world is this whole story doing in the Gemara? So some say,
to the tooth thing.
Since the Gemara says how far Rabbi Shmuel used to go to be Nisar in the kavod of the Bas Yisrael, and the Gemara quotes a case that it's also rabbis caring about Jewish girls and their marriages. Rabbis caring about Jewish marriages. And specifically, the Meiri explains that the Maisa, the guy who he made a nether against his niece. So the Meiri says, it's talking about where she was already his wife. Right? We learned that it wasn't that way. The Meiri says, no, that was where they were already married. But he made a nether against her after they were already married. So it was mamish to fix the marriage. So you say like that, pshat of the Meiri, then the Gemara really works very, very well. Because here we're all talking about scenarios where people who are already married. Oh, so it was to make shalom bias. Shalom einis ishto. So then that's mamish like the same cases. Ah, says the Gemara. Man said to his wife, Konim she'iat nanisli. I swear that you're not going to get any benefit from me. Ashitatimi tavshilech Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. I want you to go over to these two big rabbis, Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and make food for them and tell them that you want them to taste your food. So she did it. She went over to these two rabbis who they were sitting and learning, and she is bothering them, giving them food. She's in the middle of learning, and then she's saying, oh, can you please taste my homemade muffins, whatever it is. So Rabbi Huda tasted it. This woman comes over to him, bothers him in the middle of learning. Rabbi Huda realized there must be something going on over here. So he tasted. Amar, kal v'chomer, umah lasos shalom benish lishto amar Torah, shemi shenichtav b'kedusha, shmi, I'm sorry. Amar Torah, Shmi shenichta b'kedusha, yimach ha'amayim ha'ma'orim, b'safik, v'ani, alas kama v'kama. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing that his name should be erased to make peace between the husband and wife by the case of Sota, Hashem is willing to be Michael on his covered in a case of Suffolk. Maybe she really did cheat on him, and it's not even further to make Shalom. It's a Suffolk. And I know that I could b'vadai make peace between a husband and a wife. Of course, I'll stop my learning and taste this woman's cooking. Rabbi Shimon Loitaim. Rabbi Shimon said, no, I'm not stopping my learning for this crazy lady. I'm not going to be mechal on my. This woman was, and the Rabbi Shimon got upset at the husband, that the husband didn't care about the covet of the Talmidei Chachamim. What about the fact that Hashem is willing to be mechal on his covet? Hakam. Rabbi Shimon wasn't makbid, so the Rush and the Shita Mugubetza say that in the case of the husband there, the husband was putting his wife through the Slashem Shamayim. That was for the sake of heaven. The husband really suspected her. So that's where Hashem is willing to have his name erased on a suffix. But in this case, this guy just did it to embarrass the Talmidei Chachamim. That's not a good enough reason. So says the Rush, quoted the Rush on the Shidduch of Betzis. So Amar Yamusa Kol Bnei Amon of Al Yozes Shimon Vimakomo. Let this guy die and let all his wife become an Amon and all his kids are going to be orphans before I'm going to be Mizalzal in the Kavod HaTorah for the sake of this marriage. Va'od, and furthermore, Kihekidol Lisragli Lemindar. I'm also stopping. I don't want to get people going to think that, oh, you can just bother rabbis all day long, making dharma against rabbis all day long. Another story. I swear I'm not going to get any better from you until you spit on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Okay, this is a little more clear what the embarrassment is. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel allowed this woman to go spit on him. Asas Faraki Kalavushe. So she came and spit on his clothing. Amalei. Ravachim Yedifti L'Ravina. V'hai L'Zilusa Kamachavim. But the husband was intending to embarrass the Talmid Chacham. Furthermore, So he said, she said, he said that she should spit in front of him. She spit on his clothing. So maybe that's not as embarrassing. She didn't fulfill her husband's condition. Maybe she'll be also Amalei. No, it's even worse. Merik Almane, Rabbi Shim Gamliel, spitting on the garments of Shim Gamliel, who was a tremendous Gadol Ador, Zilusa Rabsei. That is a tremendous embarrassment. And therefore, once she did it, so she was Yotze. She was Yotze, the husband's requirement. I swear I'm not going to get any benefit from you until you can prove to me something beautiful about yourself. To Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Prove to me there's something beautiful about you. You're so ugly. Everything's so bad about you. I swear I'm not going to get anything until you can prove to me by going to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi that there's something beautiful about you. So Amar Lahem. Shema Rosh Hashanah. So this question came to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. So his students brought the question. So the students asked him this question. Can you find anything beautiful about this woman? So Amar Lahem. Shema Rosh Hashanah. Maybe she has a nice head. Amrilo Sgalgal. Her head is round. It's not beautiful. Shema Sa'arana, maybe she has nice hair. Doma La'anitze Pishtan. It's like strands of flax. It's not beautiful. Shema Inanos, maybe she has nice eyes. Truto Sein, no. They're also round. Not nice eyes. Shema Aznea Nos, maybe she has nice ears. Kfulo Sein, no, they're so big, it looks like there's two of them. She's got everything ugly. Shema Chotmana, maybe she has a nice nose. Bolomu, no, she has a flat nose. Shema Sifsosena, maybe she has nice lips. Avosei, no, they're thick. Shema Tzavarana, maybe she has a nice neck. Shakuru, no, you can't even see her neck. It's like here's a tiny neck. Can't even see it. Shema Kresana, she has a nice stomach. Tzavahu, no, she's got a fat stomach. Shema Raglanos, maybe she has nice legs. Rechavus Kishel Avza, no, they're thick like a duck. Shema Shmanae. Maybe she at least has a nice name. No, Lachluchas Shema. Her name is the disgusting one, the dirty one. Oh, Amalan, her name fits exactly who she is. That's a good thing about her. He found something good about her, that her name is actually an accurate description of who she is. Shemulchleches Bemumin. Ah, Visharye. It's good that they call her by the name Lachluchas. She melechleches b'mumin because she's dirtied with so many mumin. V'shaira. And she permitted him. He permitted her to her husband. Wow. He found one thing not good about her. The one thing good about her is that her name was an accurate description. And just to conclude, says the Gemara, Hahu bar Bavel, a certain husband that lived in Bavel, the Solik La'ara de Yisrael, he made Aliyah. Nasivitasa, he married a girl from Eretz Yisrael, and this girl wasn't too bright, and also she was an Israeli, and he was an American, he was a Babylonian, and the Babylonians and the Israelis didn't exactly use the same language of things, so he was saying things, and she didn't know what in the world she was talking about. Amar la, Bashili Tre Talfe. So he said, cook me, in his language, he meant a little bit of lentils. So she thought he said tray, like two of them, like literally two lentils. So bashila tray talfi. So she actually cooked two lentils, like two little things for him. Rasachala, he got angry with her. Lamachar, so he said, okay, I got to say things a little clearer. Amala bashilili griza, no, a little bit more. But she took it literally, bashila griza, she made like 1,000, like a griza is a measurement of like 1,000. He just intended a little bit bigger. No, she made like 1,000. Amala, another time, zili isili tre butsine, bring me 2 watermelons. But butsine could also mean candles. Azlis isili tre shrage, she brought 2 candles. Amala, zili tavriyasan aresha debava. You idiot, go take your candles and break them on the stoop in the front of the house. But he said, Al Resha de Bava. She thought he meant on the head of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Hava Yosef Bava. Oh no, not Yehuda ben Bava. I'm sorry, Bava ben Buta. Hava Yosef Bava ben Buta Abava. The guy who's the rabbi, whose name was Bava ben Buta, happened to be sitting at the entrance, near the entrance to his house. He was a Tana. The Kadoin Dina, he was sitting on his front steps, and he was judging court cases. Azla, so the woman went to Tavis Yason al Reshe. So she took the candles and smashed them on the head of Bava ben Buta as he was in the middle of judging a court case. But Bava ben Buta was not fazed. He realized something must be going on over here. Amala, ma hadein da avdis. He said to the girl, ich bin meichel sein. What exactly are you doing by smashing these candles on my head? Amrala, kach tzivani bali. My husband asked me to do this, to break these candles on your head. Omar, at asis ritzon balech. Bava ben Buta said, you did what your husband wanted you to do. Hamakom yotzi mimech shnei banim kibava ben Buta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be motzi from you two sons who are tamidei chachamim like Bava ben Buta, because he understood that to make peace between a husband and wife, it's worth suffering the embarrassment. He said, you did the right thing. You did what your husband wanted you to do, because for Shalom Bayis, he was willing to be meichel on his own carbon. Hadron Allah, Rabbi Lazar, thank you very much for joining. Everyone should have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, it's probably going to be on the later side. If I had to guess, it's probably going to be later, maybe like, I don't know, 10:30 or 11. For those who want to join late, would love to have you, but that's my guess. I don't know exactly when it's going to be. Maybe it could be right after Shabbos, actually. I'm not sure. There's Avos Ubanim, and then there's a Malav Malkus. I don't know what's going to be over here. I have to see what the timing is. So we'll see what the time is. I'll let you know right after Shabbos.